You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Johnny Mota, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. I forgot who I was all of a sudden. We're proud to be here, and we're even prouder to partner with our partnership, Peerless, over here at the podcast booth. Today, I'm joined with two special individuals. First of all, Darren B-Side Young, who should all know. And if you don't know, his cohort over here, Christopher Gonzalez with a Z by his side. Hopefully, I said both your names correctly. Darren, is that correct?
Yes, you're on the star.
Chris, is that correct?
Yes, that's perfect.
That is wonderful, because I don't like to be wrong, and I'm wrong a lot. So feel free to correct me at any point in time. So today, for anyone that's not familiar with the company, actually, I didn't even say the company, you guys. Tell me who you're with.
DAS Audio. That's DAS Audio.
DAS Audio. So for people who live under a rock, who is DAS Audio?
Well, we're actually quite a unique company. We're kind of a boutique audio company, so to speak. I like to say boutique company without the sticker shock. We manufacture 98% of our products in Valencia, Spain. We are an audio company first and at heart. We don't make microphones or headsets or even studio monitors. We focus on PA speakers and the amplification and processing to go with it.
Interesting. And all out of Italy?
It's Valencia, Spain.
Valencia,
so there
Spain.
We go. That's our first correction.
Like I said, often wrong. Please correct me. Valencia, Spain. I will remember that. At least, and if I don't, Chris, you're going to have to step him and correct me because he's got one on you right now.
Do I win a prize if I catch five?
Yeah, I'll give you some. Right, cool. So, do you guys have any special announcements here at Infocom today in Florida?
Yeah, we've got quite a few things. First, we'd like to thank, first of all, Ray for inviting us to be a part of this.
Yeah, thank you.
I think this is a very, very unique opportunity for a lot of people who don't get a chance to get to the show to really feel a part of the show. So, you know, I really like supporting that. And, of course, to plug the brand and plug the company, kind of why I'm here. But one thing about the brand is a lot of people don't know us in the United States. We've only been distributing in the United States for about just under 20 years. The company's been around for 40 years, since 1971. And we are, like I say, we started out as a speaker manufacturer, and we've evolved to so much more than that. But clarity, sound audio, pure audio is at our heart, and that's what we really try to focus on. So we have a bunch of different products at this show, being a more installation-driven show, a technology-driven show. The products we brought today were more focused on installation, integration, and we've got quite a few unique products. So if you do get a chance to come to the show, we're at booth 6061. For those who can't come to the show, make sure you go to our website. That is DAS Audio, that's DASAUDIO.com. And make sure you take a look at the Quantum series. That's a very unique series. We've got the WR series. That's our weather resistant series. We've got HQ for the guys looking for a long throw stadium box. We do make other speakers for portable. We do make speakers for touring and production. But at today's show, those are just some of the unique products that we have. And I actually brought one of the products here today just for reference.
Hey, Chris, that product in front of you right there, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this product is actually part of our Quantum series. The one here on the table is a Q23. It's a double 3-inch box. It's a dual wall aluminum enclosure with Phoenix connectors out back. It is an 8-ohm box doing 120 degrees horizontal and 90 or 70 degrees in the vertical realm. And the way that we're switching that vertical pattern is just by applying a low pass filter. These boxes all do have transformers built into the boxes, so you can do a 70 volt or 100 volt application. And these are IP rated with a small IP kit that you put over the Phoenix connector.
Now, Darren, you mentioned that DAS Audio has a very short time here in the States, correct? As of recently being distributed?
Well, just to jump in, we've actually started being distributed in the early 90s by Sennheiser here in the United States.
Oh.
We took over and opened up an office in California. And due to importing and exporting, we've actually moved our offices to Miami, Florida. So right now our headquarters for the United States is in Miami.
Miami, okay.
So we're not a third-party distributor.
Yeah, we're
so
privately
direct.
Owned by the factory.
Understood, okay. I guess a segue into that is with all the audio companies in the world right now, and especially in this convention right now, we'll do one at a time. Darren, you first, and then we'll go to Chris. What would you say separates DAS Audio from the pack?
Our dedication for quality sound, being a family-oriented, a family-owned You know, we don't have any investors we have to answer to. We don't have a lot of overhead. We're very small and tightly niche group, and we all are in it for the love of audio. So that is first and foremost, and I think that shines and shows through our products. In a realm where you get a lot of European products that are overpriced, we feel that we can kind of give you a boutique product, a European-made product, at a Chinese price point.
Chris, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's correct. And to add on to that, it is true. We are very passionate about our industry because it is our background. We all come from the audio background. But to jump into the question that you asked, what sets us apart is that we're a soup to nuts company. We do everything from a 5-inch ceiling speaker to a full-blown dual 15-inch line array and everything in between. We also do manufacture all the way down to the transducer, which very few manufacturers are doing these days.
Very, very cool. That pretty much brings me to the end of my questions. Now, one more time for the people that are not here at Infocom today, where can we all go to learn more about DAS Audio?
You go to our website. It's going to be dasaudio.com.
Well, thank you very much, you guys. That does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to all of our live podcasts or read or watch any or all of our Infocom coverage, you can simply visit the website, the microsite, which is ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And should you happen to be here in Orlando and you want to come by the Peerless AV booth 3429 and say hi, I'd appreciate it. Just don't scream while I'm recording a podcast, and we're all going to have a good time.
Hey, Johnny!
All right, guys.
You're often wrong.